How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right? I see y'all keep coming back. Now, there's a young boy that's got trouble with his ears. He's deaf. He has difficulty in with his attitudes and where he's going at child care and all that. I think we ought to pray for him. His name is Raymond. Would y'all mind standing up with me and let's pray? Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we bind the deaf spirit off this boy. In the name of Jesus. We ask God, because there's no time nor space with God. There's no space, God. We ask you for the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for healing his body now in Jesus' name. Ears be opened by the blood of Jesus. We bind the demon spirits in the wrong attitudes by the blood of Jesus. And we thank God for the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Y'all don't sit down yet. Hang on, please. I want to bind the devils here, too. There's opportunity for the devil to manifest here, and that's good. It's not bad. That's good. And I just appreciate y'all. Let's bind the devil. Let's ask God for the fluid flow of the Holy Ghost in here so people can be saved, healed, and delivered, and so that the devil can be bound by the name of Jesus. All right? So let's just pray. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Holy Ghost. Kote laba, shate de kalaba. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We love you, God. And we appreciate you, God. And we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, principalities and powers, I call you cursed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God. Ruling spirits, we've come against you by the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, warlocks, powers of darkness, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Kurasata. Jesus' name. Thank y'all. Would y'all please be seated and get your Bibles? Thank you, Jesus. How y'all doing tonight, all right? Pretty good. God's with us. God is with us. God is with us. I'm telling you, God's with me. Last night when we walked in the door and sat down there for a minute, the phone rang and it was my wife on there. I'm so glad. I was glad I talked to my little boy. He's doing good. My little girl and my oldest daughter and my wife. Everybody seems to be doing all right. So that's good. I'm glad to know that that you can trust God and He'll work on His end too. Amen. Amen. Well, I see it's necessary. Let's go over here somewhere. I want to start off here tonight and see which way do we want to go about this. I only have five scriptures to share with you tonight. But I'm doing a systematic thing here. I don't know if y'all have noticed, but I'm plowing you systematically. Boom, 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 boom. And I hope it's been beneficial to your heart and spirit in Jesus' name. Here, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's start off in John chapter 14. One of the attributes of the salvation of God is peace. Did y'all know that? One of the things that you've got to learn how to do is walk in peace. Walk in peace. Because there's plenty of opportunities to fail, to get excited, to let people hurt your feelings. I had one today. Jesus is bigger than the devil. Jesus is bigger than the devil. Jesus is bigger than the devil. Hallelujah. So you see right here in John chapter 14, I want to show you something here. This is Jesus talking in verse 23. He said, Jesus answered unto him. It says, if any man love me, he will keep my words. Now, what we've got to understand here, church, is if you love Jesus, It doesn't make any difference what the opposition is, even though it does hurt our feelings quite a bit every now and then. I hate to see devils manifest the way they do, but they're just devils. You understand that? Did y'all understand that last night? Devils are devils. And their job is to fight the gospel. Well, don't take it personal. Let God take it personal. You'll be all right if you do that. See, we got to keep the words of God. Our job and our responsibility is to find in here the promises and powers of God and submit to them and stay with them and let the Holy Ghost run. Let the Holy Ghost run. Because see, you never know whenever you're going to be needed. You never know. It says, if you love me, if a man love me, he will keep my words and my Father will love him. Now look, I can do without your love, but I cannot do without the love of the Father. I've got to learn how to get a hold of God. I've got to learn how to submit to Him, for He loves me. I mean, God so loved the world. Everybody says, well, God loves you, David. Yeah, but what about the Bible verses that say, God, Jesus says, depart from me, I never knew you. Yeah, but God, we cast out devils in your name. I don't know you. We heal the sick in your name. I don't know you. We raise the dead in your name. I don't know you. I got to have God know me. You understand? I mean, I've got to have that. I mean, there's a desire in me, and I will have it. Thank you. You can be mad at me and you can be mad at what I'm doing. That's all right. That's okay with me. Really, I need God not mad at me. I need to do the will of the Father. And it says right here, and we will come unto Him and we'll make our abode with Him. He that loveth not, me not keepeth not my sayings. It's that simple. If somebody's around you and they're not keeping the words of God, don't you get all excited and crazy and fight and scream and snort and buck and carry on with them. Forget it. Just look at him and say, hey, dude, you a devil. Now, that's going to get him really rolling, though, But that's all right. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Let God take care of it. The word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's that sent me. These things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you. In verse 26, but the Comforter. I tell you, I can take comfort in one thing. I'm doing the will of God. That Holy Ghost is with me. I'll tell you, He's with me. It says right here, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send you in my name. That's what we got to do. Holy Ghost, I need peace. I need power. I need joy. I need the love of God. I need the help of God. Oh God, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Devils are devils, but you ain't. You God's Spirit, and I need you. I need you. I need you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. And I ask God in Jesus' name. It says right there, who the Father will send in my name. So that must mean, you mean to tell me, if God loves me, you mean to tell me, if He really loves me, I can say, Father, in Jesus' name, send me the Holy Ghost. Is that what that thing's saying right there? It says He'll send it. In Jesus' name. It says He wants to know me, and I want to know Him. All right then, Father, in Jesus' name, I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Comforter of God. I want the peace of God. He'll teach you all things. All things. I'm telling you, since I've been here, I've mentioned this a couple of times. I'm going to mention it again. My men are always amazed. They ask me, they tell me, because it's been circumstances that we've never been in before, and they say to me, what are we going to do? I said, let me think about that a minute. And then I'll go off down yonder somewhere, sit by a tree. Watch the water flow by in a river or something, or a creek. Watch the little parrots fly over and squawk at me. And I'll say, God, I love you. I need the Holy Ghost. This is trouble, God. You know what happened to me one day? I went to service. I'll tell you, you never know when you need the Holy Ghost. I went to church. I mean, I had been praying all day like I was today. I mean, we had good church this morning. That's good. But we got to have church tonight. I want to keep on praying, seeking God. That's why I left the meeting earlier, so I could go home and rest a minute and pray and think. So you never know what you're going to run into out there. And I got to church, and oh man, the place is all in a buzz, and it was nervous, and you could feel the tension, and oh God, help me in Jesus' name. But you see, What happened? There was a, got it written down right here, number 15. There was a man up in a mango tree. Y'all have mangoes here? I drank some mango juice. I love mangoes. They're from God. See, whenever you English-speaking people tell me they mangoes, but two-thirds of the world calls them mangoes, you change. You can holler at me mango all day. Two-thirds of the world calls them mangoes. Mango is wrong. You hear me? All right. That's English class. All right, now. Actually, it's a Spanish class. Because two-thirds of the world calls them Spanish. Forget that. Let's go on. So, anyway, this guy was up in there harvesting these mangoes. Well, and this guy, he loves Jesus. He's up there. He's getting a good harvest. He's going to make some money. He's going to be blessed. But he lost his footing out of the tree. Bang, he hits a limb. Bang, hits another limb. There's only one problem, y'all. To get to that mango tree, he had cleared out around it, you see. So his kids could be down there in case he dropped some of those mangoes, pick them up, put them in some sacks and everything. And he had cut down some bamboo with a machete. Yeah, it happened. Right through him. Those things are poisonous to humans. If you prick yourself with a bamboo that's green, it's got poison in there against a human. All right, so the kids couldn't do nothing with him. He was stuck. The bamboo shoot was sticking out his back about, I don't know, a couple of feet. So they went running. The daddy's laying there dying. They went running, got mama. Mama come look. Now, this is the process of time passing here. It went right through him. I'm serious. You should see the hole right through him. Poof. He's laying there. Falling out of that tree. Boom. Blood and guts. So she go get some people in the village. They come and they chopped down the bamboo out from under him and they carried him over yonder. They didn't know what to do, so they had to do it. So they went ahead and did it. They pulled the bamboo through. So now what do you do? What you do is you throw them on top of your car like a dead animal or something and run them to the hospital. There ain't no hospitals out there where we live. There's either Jesus or the witch doctor. And I happened up on it just a couple of hours right after it happened. And I walked up in there and I saw that. I'll tell you, my stomach flipped. Oh, my God. I mean blood and guts, boy. It was rough. I literally put my hand inside the hole. And I said to it, hole, heal in the name of Jesus. But Derek, you know what I'm talking about. You shared with me that miracle God did for you. He fell off of a snowmobile thing, cut out almost, how much of that big muscle? Lots of it. Big gap. Put your hand up in there. He almost died, went right on the edge of death. God brought him back. Sitting right over there. There he is. Wait, raise your hand up. Wave at everybody. See him? There he is. God did it for him. All right. Same situation. Only different country, different climate, different type. The circumstances are different. But it's the same God. Do you understand? The hole went right through the man. Stuck my hand down in there. Asked God to heal him in the name of Jesus. Help, 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 help. Holy Ghost. But you see, my Bible says... See, y'all messed up. Let me find these little verses in here. My Bible says that I can ask the Father in Jesus' name and He will send me the Comforter of the Holy Ghost. That's what we did. Comforter and help. Mighty Holy Ghost, we need you. We need your peace. We need your joy. We need your power. We need your health in the name of Jesus. See, look here what happens. It says right here, He'll teach you all things and bring you all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I said to you. Verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, but I give unto you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Fear is your main obstacle. The witch doctors, that's their main goal in life, is to control you, manipulate you through fear. But Jesus is King and Lord of your life. And the devil has not the right nor the authority to dominate you by the blood of Jesus. Even if you can stick a man's fist through you, it doesn't make any difference. You got Jesus. You got Jesus. You got Jesus. You got Jesus. And in Jesus' name, God will give you the Holy Ghost. And in Jesus' name, you can have the Comforter. And in Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost will drive all fear away from you. And let the peace of God take its place in Jesus' name. I'll tell you, something happened that I haven't seen very often. As a matter of fact, it's only been a couple of times, and this is one of them. This guy here was in tremendous pain, as you could just well imagine. And I can't hardly imagine it. I mean, he was just sitting there reeling with pain. And when we prayed for him, I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost came on him. Meetings, y'all know what's going on. For the rest of you, just learn. Peace of God. The peace and powers of God are phenomenal. That guy melted right there. The peace of God come on him. I didn't see an instantaneous miracle, but I did get to see the man in the next service. The thing had finally closed up. It had been about 7 or 8 days. It closed up. We kept on praying and thanking God for the Holy Ghost. In the sight of 1 month, the man was back in another mango tree cutting mangoes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The peace of God. Turn over with me to Psalms, please. Chapter 34. It matters to me that you fall out of a mango tree and stick a bamboo shoot through you. But I'll tell you right now, God's with you. God's with you. I don't suggest you go park your car down on the runway at the airport. You're going to get run over. But if something happens to you that's out of your control, I'm telling you, God's with you. The Holy Ghost is with us. The peace of God is with us. Do y'all feel me being a little bit more aggressive tonight? Can you feel that or not? Yeah, I'm after something. I'm going to get it in Jesus' name. Aggressive. Aggressive. Jesus is with us. Peace of God is here. The fear and doubt and trouble of the devil's here. That's good. That's a good sign. We're going to be aggressive and go after it. What you think of that, huh? Psalms 34, verse 12. Now, let's look at verse 11. The Holy Ghost is telling us to come. Come, ye children. See, most of y'all are adults. You're mature. You don't like to be called a child. Well, that's what you absolutely are. You're a child of God. You're a sheep. You're not a goat. Goats are hard-headed and they butt everything. They fight everything. But I'm going to tell you right now, a sheep is the most docile. He'll just follow that shepherd. I suggest you learn how to follow. I suggest you learn how to let the love of God come on you. I suggest you learn how to let the peace of God fall on you. I suggest to you, my counsel of God is, let the knowledge of the will of God come over you. Let the understanding of the spiritual warfare of God just encompass you. Become a mighty warrior for God, but the best sheep that has ever been on planet Earth. You know what I know about true, godly men that are great leaders? They are the best followers there are. They know how to follow. That's how come they can lead. That's right. Come, you children, hearken to me. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life? How many of y'all want to live? Raise your hand. Really? If you desire life, well, see, that means you. All right? It says in here, how many of y'all love days and you'd like to see a long lifestyle, longevity, and you'd like to see your grandkids, grandkids, and no. There you go. There's a few more of you. That's all right. See, I want to see good. Good here that I've been able to find out by studying does not mean to be rich and wealthy and famous and some kind of a powerful giant. Good here is the kind of good the Bible says about Jesus when he went around doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's what the Holy Ghost is in us for. That's what it's for, to do good. That's to go around and help in any capacity that we can, in any way we can, and just be there and constantly be a force. I mean, that man, when I went in there and he had that bamboo shoot stuck through him, he didn't need a great surgeon. He needed Jesus. If you want all that, look at verse 13. First phrase says, shut up. It might say it in a few different words than that. But it says shut up. Got to learn how to control your tongue if you intend on seeing the good of the power of God flow through you. You want to see the good, you want to see long life and longevity, and you want to do something for God, shut up. Let God have His way with you. It says right here, keep your tongue from evil and keep your lips from speaking guile. The sad thing about a Christian, when they first get saved, everything's great. And then it rolls around there a while where everything's just honey. And it's good. Oh boy, thank you, Jesus. But then all of a sudden, you wake up one morning and you know something. And somebody does something against you. Oh, that bad. Did you all see what that idiot done to me? Well, God would have never done that. Evil begins to come out of your mouth, and guile speaking begins to roll forth like a river. That's a devil from hell. You won't live long, and you won't have the power of God. Here in verse 14 it says, depart from evil. I mean, and there's another verse, I can't remember where it's at right this second, but y'all know it. It says, even depart from any appearance of evil. Anybody quote that for me where it's at? I don't remember right now. Yeah, where's that at though? I know what it says. I need to know where it's at. I can't remember right now. It ain't coming to my mind. That's all right. That's all right. Y'all think about it. Somebody give it to me in a minute. Depart from evil and do what? Good. Do what? All right. We know devils are going to do bad. Why? Because they're devils. Devils are devils. But you and I, we don't want to be no devil. We want to do good. We want to be filled with the life and the power of God Almighty. So we got to walk around here and prove the goodness of God. Stop doing evil. Do good. And then something's going to happen to you. Then something's going to happen to you. It says right here, seek peace and pursue after it. See, it's easy to do evil. Anybody can do that. Devils do that. But it's a bit harder to do good. It's a little bit harder to seek after the peace side of things. It's a little bit harder to allow the pursuit of godliness to be in your spirit and you maintain that thought. That's just a little bit harder. Just a little bit harder. Just a little bit harder. Oh yeah, you got, look. So I got written down here something I'm going to tell you all about. I'm going to tell them about the black magic warlock, Brother Steve. Is that all right? You know the guy that got... Huh? Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah. I think it's time for it. I think after all these hours of me preaching to them, they're finally ready to hear this. It's going to be hard for some of y'all, but... we'll forgive you for that. Because see, what happened was, we begin to see the powers of God flowing. And I'd only heard about it, read about it in the Bible, and I'd only heard about it through certain ministers. I don't know very many people still, but I know a lot more than I used to. But I began to hear about moves of God, but then I found myself wrapped up all inside of one of them. And I didn't have any theology. I didn't have any doctrine for it. So I didn't try to get any. But as years started going by, and we began to see more and more people raised from the dead, and the healings of all sorts begin to take place, I began to inside form a doctrine on dead raising. And I thought it'd be nice for me to get this doctrine put on paper and, you know, send it across the world and everything. Let everybody know that you can't do it and here's how you need to do it. Well, the minute I get anything solid down that I, you know, when God starts doing something peculiar, I've noticed right in the middle of it, He'll change and start going right straight against what it's the most, it's, I tell you, it makes me mad. And you say to me, well, you ain't got the right to get mad when God's doing what He wants to. I know I don't. So why do you? Don't point your finger at me. Well, why do you do it? I'm one of these guys who will flip it back in your face. And you have to deal with it just as well as me. So, well, here's what happened. We got to going along here. And there was this guy. There's always somebody that's mad. For some reason, you just can't have 100% unity. There's always 2, 3, 4, 5. There's somebody hostile all the time. And so there was this doctor. Wasn't a doctor? Yeah, it was. It was a witch doctor. And boy, he got mad at me. I mean, he got mad at me. He got mad at me. And I'm glad he was mad. I really am. But you see, his two boys, he had two boys. They're actually men, because he was an elderly fellow. And they got saved. Well, when them boys got saved, he really got mad. I mean, he went to them and told them, you will deny this Jesus, and you'll deny this Jesus now. Well, both of them said, Pop, look, all respect to you and everything. You're our elder and everything like that, but you're going down the way of Corium. You're following devils, and we're not going with you. Well, he got mad. He went out there and started fasting and praying and conjuring up demons and messing around. And all of a sudden, both those boys got sick. Right? Men. They were men. They were in their mid-20s and early 30s, one of them. So they were sick. I mean, they had these diseases. And this guy, he said, see what your God did for you? All the time, it was him messing with them, you see. So the Christians, we went over there, we prayed for them, prayed for them, prayed for them. No good. Finally, that old man, he got so mad, he started cursing God. And I'm not going to tell you the words he used. They're too scary for me to say. I hate to even have them run through my brains. They're too scary. This guy started cursing God, and all of a sudden one time, the pastors, I wasn't there at this one, pastors was over there praying, and the old man, now get this, both the sicknesses got off the two boys, they were instantly healed, and both the sicknesses, shoop, shoop, right in the old man. So they started praying for him. He's cursing God. He's cursing the pastors. He's cursing me. He's cursing everybody. Now, in my little theology that I had schemed up in my brains over this dead raising, goodbye, devil. You're getting exactly what you deserve. And I'm glad. You hate God, you hate me, you hate these people, you hate your own children. You're a God hater. The Bible talks about God haters. They're parts in a lake of fire. Well, God loves people even when I don't. So the pastors and all left because this guy was getting his guns and stuff after machetes and all that. See, our job is to seek peace. Our job in verse 14 is to pursue peace. Verse 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. I want you to know right now that even though it's been a long time, and you've been sick, and you've been afflicted, and you've been harassed, you've been hurt, people's messing with you, I'm telling you, God's eyes are watching. You might as well rest. You might as well let God have control of your life. You might as well go ahead and let the Holy Ghost take control. Because He's with you. Pursue the peace. You look to yourself and go after the peace. Don't go after the frustration and the troublemakers. Go after Jesus. Okay? So these guys are there. And oh, Daddy, he's... Now look, you got to understand something about Daddy. The witch doctor that's sick. He's never read a Bible. He won't even allow it in his house. He's never heard a passage of Scripture, period. Okay, y'all got that? Everybody understand that? That's important for you to understand it, because in the end of the story, you're going to be slap dab amazed. You're fixing to be impressed with Jesus. I can promise you. Impressed is the right word. All right. The old man got worse and worse and worse. He really got bad. He finally got down. His last breath out of his mouth. I hate you, talking to his son. I hate David, that's me. I hate John, that's the pastor. And I hate God. He fell dead. Wow, huh? According to everything you know and your theology teaches you, that man deserves fire. He deserves. I mean, he was very critical. He was very obnoxious. He was aggressive. He'd draw his machete out. He'd whip the brothers with it. I mean, this guy was rough. Rough. But so is the Holy Ghost. You don't mess with the peacemaker. But a lot of times before you find peace, you find storm. You don't mess with God. You mess with God, you're going to find yourself fighting the Creator. You find yourself fighting the Creator, you find yourself dead and in hell. Now then, the son never took offense at his dad. The one son got mad and left. He couldn't handle it. But the younger one, I mean, he had compassion for his dad. It was the most amazing. This guy, his ability and his compassion for people that don't love God and God haters, it's way out past me. This man has a touch from God to care about people that are just the ones everybody else wants to throw away. I don't know how he can do it. And he sat down there and he held on to his daddy's hand. It started at 9 o'clock at night when his daddy died, and he started praying in the name of Jesus. God, I don't know much about you. I haven't been saved very long, but I know this. My daddy hated you. My daddy hated me. My daddy hated these preachers. But God, have mercy, Holy God. Please have mercy on my daddy. That went on for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. At 3 o'clock in the morning, the old man bounced back from the dead. But it was not the man that had died and left. It was a new creature in Christ Jesus, new creature in Christ Jesus. All right. I was so impressed with God raising a black magic warlock that was a God hater from the dead. I ask it because I don't deal much in this what you see after death stuff. Because everybody sees it. Everybody that dies sees some great vision. But I don't mess with them. I pretty much stay away from them. Because I'll be chasing after visions and angels instead of the true master. I've got to keep my mind clear and straight. That's my opinion. That's the way I do it. You don't have to do whatever you want to. Follow every path that comes along. It's not going to hurt me. I'm following Jesus. But because of the intensity of this situation, and I was so mad, because my whole doctrine was now destroyed. Now I don't have a doctrine on dead raising. We just do it. No doctrine. So all of you that want to know, well, what's the doctrine behind it? Read the Bible. There's 8 or 10 places in there that talks about it. That's your doctrine. Don't do nothing else. No more, no less. Just do what it says. Because what Jesus did, what Elijah did, what Paul did, what Peter did, that's the way to do it. That's how you do it. Don't worry with me and all these stories. You just look in that book right there, because that's something you can... I'm going back to Mexico pretty soon, but this right here you can have in your hand and tangibly hold it and look at it, all right? But I was so impressed with God changing my theology. I went to the old man and I said to him, all right, it's evident that God has touched your life. And I mean, he couldn't even, his gratitude, his humility, simply, I don't know how to say it, they were astounding. I'd walk in the room, he'd fall on his knees and just grab me on the legs and hang on him. Cry and weep and pray. I mean, to see that from the other guy is a phenomenal thing. You understand me? To see a man that's so humble and so filled with the mercy and grace of God, compared to what that man that was so brazen and so brassy against God and God's people, and he knows it all, and he's bad, he's got all the understanding. To see him down on his knees like that, crying, it just is scary. It's the fear of God will come on you to see that. Because God manipulates people's hearts. Did you hear me? And if enough prayer and fasting's put into it, he'll change the worst devil of hell. Or either he'll take him out. Our choice always is take him out, God. But that's not always God's choice. We've got to learn to let God be God. And let us be servants and children and sheep and follow goodness and peace. Follow after the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Right? Because you see, listen. They brought me that verse up here. Turn over with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll read that. If I can find Thessalonians, we will. Yeah. See, it's scriptural for us to want to do what's right regardless of how we feel about it. See, that son understood this very much. That's how come he got his daddy back. But what I'm going to tell you in just a minute is really going to really, I'm telling you, it's very powerful. It's very outstanding. And I imagine a lot of you people will be changed eternally because of it. Really, really. Look here at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now we'll just read a couple of these. Verse 19, quench not the spirit, do not despise prophesying. Verse 21, prove all things, hold fast to that that's good. 22, abstinence from evil is what we got to go for, y'all. See, if you don't, you'll be ruined by the devil. Doesn't matter if you're the devil, it doesn't matter if you're the Christian. You got to abstain from what the appearance of evil is. That's highly, highly respected by the Holy Ghost. It's called integrity. Ministerial integrity. You got to have it in your life to be an influence on other people. And that's what that son was doing. He was, that man, I mean, it was God for that boy to keep on praying. He wasn't offended. He wasn't hurt. I mean, you got your daddy cursing you God, cursing everybody you love, and then he dies on you, and you just keep on praying for him. Well, keep on praying for him for 6 hours, and then he comes back from the dead. That's wonderful. So I asked the old man, I said, listen to me, Pop. While you listen to this, I want you to turn somewhere in the Bible. Turn to Revelation chapter 1. Because something happened while that old man was dead. He was suspended up here because the boy's prayers held him from going to hell. He was suspended, right? And while he was there, to him, he said it was just a moment of time, but it was 6 hours. This great, magnificent light came up, and he turned to look at it. And when he saw it, he saw this light. Now, he had never, ever read the Bible in his life. But I'm going to read to you what he described to me. You find it in Revelation chapter 1. All right? Let me find it right quick. It's right here. Verse 13. This is what the man saw. He described to me Revelations 1, 13, 14, and 15. And it says it like this. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were like white wool, as white as snow. His eyes were a flame of fire. This old man began to talk to me, and he began to tell me about this great being that was standing in front of him, glowing. He said he had long hair and it was white. He said, I've never seen anything like it, Brother David. He said, who is this man? He said his eyes were a furnace of fire. He had a long cloak on and had gold band around his waist. His feet were like a burning brass. I'm reading it right out of the Bible right here, who he is. The man don't even know who he is. He said, and his head and his hairs were like wool as white as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet like unto a fine brass as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice, he told me, he said, Brother David, you should have heard his voice. It was like the greatest thunders and the greatest storms I've ever heard. I said, my God. Now I'm down on the floor quivering. Seriously. I said, all right. All right, we got the right person here. All right. All right. No doubt about it. We in the ballpark. All right. This is the right thing. This is the real McCoy. All right. Now. Okay. All right. What'd he say? What do y'all think he said? He didn't say but three words. Tell them to me. That's right. When Jesus spoke to that man, he said three words. I love you. And when he said that, that man was brought back to life instantaneously. The love of Jesus is so powerful that no dead can stand before it. You must be alive. Do you understand that? And when he came back to life, he grabbed his son. They didn't even know how to lead him to the Lord. They were brand new Christians. He was already saved in his heart. It was just a matter of confessing out of his mouth. So they ran and got that preacher 1.5 hours, 1.5 hours back, 3 hours. The whole time they're gone, that man is on the floor, on his hands and knees, crying puddles of tears, stammering lips. The Holy Ghost was all over that guy. He didn't know nothing about no Holy Ghost, and nobody ever prayed with him. Oh, he was in the presence of Jesus. You hear him, church? Man, what a God. So that pastor came back over there, and walking in a room with this guy. When you walk in a room with him, the presence of God, it almost slays you. I'm serious. Almost knocks you out. I mean, this guy was with Jesus. Lay hands on him in Jesus' name, you know, to get saved. And he confesses Jesus is Lord. And I mean, he's the most humble guy you've ever met. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. 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 I'm telling you right now, it's fabulous. I'm telling you right now, it's fabulous. Whether you believe the Bible or not, to talk to somebody like that are quoting Bible, they don't even know, have never even looked in the cover of one. And they're quoting it word for word. Just like John on the Isle of Patmos. He turned around and he saw Jesus. This old man, he was being held by his son's prayers. And when he turned around, there was Jesus. The same Jesus. Do you understand that? Are you getting this yet? The Bible says in Hebrews, or is it 13:8? He's the same yesterday, today, and when? Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him, church. Kalibaraki katalala mahalabe ketelebarasatalala mahalabehe. Kelam talam kalapata sakatalapalahala borobrabda balaha. What a God. I'm absolutely impressed. If you don't mind, turn with me, please, unless y'all are tired of doing all this flipping around. Turn to Psalms 103. Psalms 103. Ora satalapa katele lele balabale hete. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. People ask me a lot. When you're up there preaching and you just start speaking in tongues and you just walk around talking to God, that don't embarrass you? People are all out there looking at you? No. It doesn't embarrass me one bit. It pleases God. It pleases God. That's what we want. Psalms 103, verse 1. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do exactly what it says. Is that all right? All right, we're going to bless the Lord, O our soul. Ready? In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you. We thank you, God. Almighty God, you are worthy. You are holy. You are righteous. Come, Holy Ghost. Come sweep this place, Holy Ghost. Blow out deception and doubt and unbelief and powers of darkness. Oh, come, mighty Holy Ghost. Come, precious powers of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Jesus, we bless You, Lord. Bless the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Righteous is the Lord. Worthy is the Lord. Magnificent to be praised, honored, magnified. Glory to His holy name. Hallelujah. Work amongst us, O God. We invite You, Holy Ghost. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Don't you look at verse 2 in your Bibles. Just keep worshiping God. If you're standing up worshiping God, y'all don't worry with me. Just keep worshiping God. It's all right. It's okay. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Holy. Holy. Sweep us, mighty Holy Ghost. Sweep us, mighty Holy Ghost. Jesus' name, mighty Holy Ghost, come to us. Father God, send us the Comforter in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord. We adhere to His praise and honor. We give place to His wonders. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy. Holy. Holy is the Lord. Mighty is the Lord amongst us. Wonderful is God throughout our midst. Magnificent is the mighty God. Hallelujah. Ore sate kaletane masetele kate kate sete sete malekata. In the name of Jesus, we call out to You, Lord. We are not weary in well-doing, God. We will reap because we will not faint in the name of Jesus. Leto kalaba. We abstain from the appearance of evil. We seek after the Lord with a whole heart. We bless the Lord with a whole heart. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're not going to offend me one bit. If you want to just keep worshiping God, it doesn't make any difference. You're not out of order. It's in order to worship God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. I speak freedom. I speak peace. I speak joy. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak defense. I speak the Holy Ghost into us. Minister, Holy Ghost. Ore be katala mate sete le mele. Be katala palate tete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy to the Lord God Almighty. Holy to the Lord God Almighty. Karibashate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Holy, lily, 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 la, la, la. Break in on us, Holy Ghost. 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 We invite you here, Holy Ghost. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless the Lord. I speak freedom to us through the blood of Jesus. I speak spiritual understanding to us in the name of Jesus. I speak the life of God to us in the name of Jesus. God, we remember your benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We do not forget the benefits of God. The benefits of God are simple. Their deliverance, their health, their salvation. Praise ye the name of the Lord, their defense. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts of God. Thank you, Lord, for the eyes of the Holy Ghost. Be healed by the blood of Jesus. We attack the powers of darkness. We rebuke the unruly spirits of hell. We curse the hosts of devils. We stand against you by the glory of God. You're a wonder to us, Holy God. You're a glory to us, Holy God. God, we birth the power of God into this nation. We birth the move of God into this nation. God, we take time to bless you and thank you, for you are righteous and holy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're our God who forgives us all of our iniquities. Forgive us, O Lord God. Hallelujah. We stand against the lust of the flesh. We stand against the lust of the eyes. We stand against the pride of life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Clean, holy, wonderful power of God. Break in on us, Lord. Jesus, you're so worthy, Lord. You're so holy, Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy. Worthy is the Lord, hallelujah. Righteous, holy is the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kolelia sete, la 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 Change us, Lord. Change us, Lord. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Clean us, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Corra bashali cali le lianda la lavoria siete tele. Tele le la lavaha la bacatele. Corra valia la lavoria la lavoria la lavasa te. Thank you for the blood. I thank you for the blood. I thank you for your blood you shed, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the covenant of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, oh God Almighty. Kota la 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 ba ra ba sha ke te le 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 ba ra sa ta la 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 ba la ba la ne le le le. He le le he le he la 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 ba sa te le 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 le. Wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God is He, changing me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of His benefits. Who forgiveth all your sins. Who healeth all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive, Lord, now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Holy Lord, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I want you to know something in verse 5. There's, to me, a very profound statement. Lots of people that I'm running into are dissatisfied. They're having trouble with God. They're having trouble with their friends. They're having trouble with their home and their wife and children. They're having trouble on every side. But I've got some news for you. The Bible says that God satisfies. You got to long after Him. You got to desire Him. I'm telling you, you got to bless the Lord with a pure, clean heart. I'm telling you right now, the Bible says God satisfies your mouth with good things. Hallelujah. If you want to go around doing good, no problem. Go to God and get good things and then go do them. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. In Jesus' name. I rebuke rebellion. I rebuke strife. And I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I thank God that God satisfies my mouth with good things. And so that my youth, you know, lots of people tell me, older I get, hey, you're getting too old for all this. Let me tell you something right now. You hadn't read your Bible. You're listening to devils. The Bible says that your youth is renewed like an eagle. I can mount up on wings as eagles. And I can soar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He heals all of our diseases. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my healer. Thank you, my peace giver. Thank you, my life. Thank you, my God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Isaiah chapter 53. For the ones of you that are got your Bibles in your hands, and I want to read a couple of verses. The rest of you that's seeking on to God, then fell out on your faces to God, go ahead, let the Holy Ghost minister to you. That's all right. You're not out of order. You're absolutely in order. It's God when you come together to seek the name of Jesus. It's God to worry with God and not worry with things that has harassed you all day long. It's when you come together in a setting like this. You're not to worry with what section who's sitting in, and they're enemies of yours. You're to worry with pleasing God. And you're going to find out how God melts those divisions and those walls and those character flaws that we build up. Let God banish that stuff from you forever. I'm not asking you to compromise. I'm asking you to let God work through you. I'm asking you to let the Holy Ghost have His way with you. I'm asking you to let Jesus become King and Lord of your life and not your own selves. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and verse 1, who has believed our report? You know, sometimes I think that ain't happening. I think my report's not being believed. But I'm telling you tonight, I feel like you people are walking in God. I feel like you're letting God come on you. And that's where we're going to really start seeing some good. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it'll be long-lasting fruit. It'll be eternal fruit if we can let God come on us. To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He's revealed to me. He's revealed to you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you're pretty or ugly. It don't matter if you're beautiful. It doesn't matter. It matters that you seek after the name of Jesus. It matters that you let the arm of God be exalted through you. It matters that you seek after the power of the gospel and let the peace of God flow through you and pursue and seek after the peace that's in the name of Jesus. That's what matters, church. That's what's in salvation, church. That's what's in the knowledge of the will of God, church. Verse 3, and this is something that happens to us, and I'll tell you right now, us being emotional characters like we are, humans, oh, we don't like verse 3. We don't like verse 3. But Jesus went through it. If Jesus goes through it, receive it. Open your arms to it. Bless it. Call it God and go on about it. Don't be offended. Don't be one of these stick-in-the-muds that let them devils get a hold of you and you start toying with them, fighting with them when you're supposed to be worshiping Jesus. Did you hear me? Verse 3, the Bible says, He is despised. That was my God. That was my Lord Jesus. He is rejected of men. He was. Why should you be any different? It's normal. It's normal for a Christian. Don't worry about it. And I'm one to talk. I have emotions just like you do. And when people are aggressive against me, it bothers me, hurts my feelings. Hey, get over it, son. Let it fall off. There's greater things to do than toy around with petty demons of rejection and people despising you. Don't worry about it. Let Jesus worry about it. Let His healing power flow through you. People need you. People need you honest, and people need you pure. The Bible says, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, but look at this. You know, verse 3 is a very powerful verse. It's got all kind of negative emotions in it, and we did that to Jesus. Our sins did that to Jesus. But I'll tell you, verse 4 comes along if you keep reading. So does verse 5, if you just keep reading. Even though we did all those things to Him, and our sins, our attitudes, our bad thoughts, and our bad characters, God loves us. He slaughtered His Son on the tree for me, even though He knew I was a human and I was a pitiful one at that. He still hung that man on that tree for me. And He stripped him of all dignity. He was despised. He was rejected. His flesh was ripped off His body. Every ounce of blood was sucked out of His body because of the sins of this world. And God accepted that great sacrifice, and that brings power and victory because of it. Surely He has borne our griefs, He has carried our sorrows. Thank you. Go ahead and tell Him it's all right that you agree with Him for that. Thank you. Go ahead. Thank you for carrying my sorrows and griefs. You got to look past the people. Listen to me. You got to go past the people. It's the devil that hates you. I'm telling you, it's the devil that hates you. Come on now. Jesus was able to look past all of our immaturities and stupidities and look at the devil. He was after the devil. Every time I've come after people, I'm pretty serious with them. I want you to know right now, I'm not after that person to hurt their feelings. Son, there's a bigger power I'm going to tangle with. Princes and powers and rulers and governing demons have got to be destroyed. And it takes the amazing love of God that can raise the dead. That's what it takes.
He was wounded, verse 5, for our transgressions. Thank you. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, we are healed. Section right over here, be healed. Section right here, be healed. This section, you be healed. Section over there, up against the wall, be healed. 1 Peter chapter 2. I got to tell y'all, I just got to tell you this. There was a young girl who got run over by a truck. She had run away from home. Her parents didn't know where she was at. And being an Indian girl from the mountains, they don't have a whole lot of street knowledge. She stepped out in front of the oncoming truck, hit her. Knocked her way in front of him. Before he could stop, he ran over the top of her. Tore her midsection and her bones all to pieces. She was paralyzed. Beautiful young Indian girl. Had ripped the flesh and muscle off of her body. Of course, the pain had knocked her unconscious. The doctors messed with her much as they could, but they didn't know who she was. She finally came out of the coma. They found out who she was. They sent a message to the parents. Told them, come get her. Indians don't have money, so they don't stay in hospitals. Parents came, got her. They were brokenhearted. They were downtrodden. They were dejected. They didn't know what to do. They don't have any money. They can't leave their baby in that hospital to be healed. Besides that, she was crippled. Her bones were crushed so bad they couldn't do anything with her. Oh my God, what are we going to do? So they carried her back to the village through the mountains. But they heard about us. I'm glad that I heard God one day and went to a dejected people. I'm glad I left my great job. I made lots of money. I used to drill for gas and oil. I made lots and lots of money. Lots of $100 bills. I made lots of it, lots of it, lots of it. But when I saw those Indians down in that mountain, the Holy Ghost in me and the cry of God came forth out of my bowels all the way out. And I screamed out to God on that mountain, how go God, here am I, send me. And He said, okay. I'm glad that that little Indian man, he didn't know anything about God, but he had heard that there were some people in there preaching that there was a God that could heal. That's all he knew about us. That's all he knew about God. He hiked. It took him 12 hours to get to our leading church, which was the furthest one out for us. They explained the gospel to him. They hiked over and prayed for his daughter. And then the next time I came to service, they told me, you got to come back as soon as possible. We got a serious situation. The girl's not doing good. She's probably not going to make it. I said, I looked on my schedule. It wasn't but a couple of days. I said, I'll be here this day. It doesn't make any difference. How long does it take? They told me 12 hours. It doesn't make any difference. I'll be here the night before. I'll spend the night. We'll take off before daylight and we'll hike out there. But there was only one thing wrong with that. I told my wife to meet me in a certain village. Oh, this is a wild story. I told my wife, you meet me at this certain village. I'm not going to tell you the name of it, just because. Communists are devils. Devils are devils, right? And so, I didn't know it was a communist village. She'd come out there in the daytime. I told her a certain place to park. But what I didn't count on is I didn't count on there being so many people to pray for and minister to. It took us an extra 2 or 3 hours. So I finally get over there to where this young girl is. We hiked all day. Got there. All of a sudden it dawned on me. Ministered to all these people. It dawned on me that my wife was going to be there. And nightfall was going to catch her. And that's when the demons come out. She's a blonde-headed, blue-eyed, little American girl, little white thing sitting there in that truck. They want that truck and they want her. So I got some news for everybody in this building and the whole wide world. You can't have my little blonde-headed, blue-eyed girl. Don't touch her. you won't get to make another mistake. It's a promise, not a threat. And I thought, oh my God. And there was a whole bunch of young men hiking with me. And I was hiking back up that mountain, and I didn't have enough time to get there. And it was straight up for a long ways. And I sat down at this place we call the air conditioner spot, because it was a pass in the mountains where it was cold always. Even in the, it could be 120 degrees down at the river, but up here, oh, Jesus, thank you, it was air conditioning. And I sat down and I looked at him. I said, I got to go see my wife. I said, I don't suggest any of you fellas trying to stay with me, because the Holy Ghost is going to come on me when I take off running, and I don't think you'd even try to stay with me. Now, if the Holy Ghost comes on you, you can try to stay, but you're not going to be able to. Now, we'd already been hiking for about 14 or 16 hours. We'd started at 3 o'clock in the morning, so it was right at dark, and I had to get back. I had to, so I started running. And after all of that hiking, the Holy Ghost settled on me. And I was running in boots, hiking boots. Had a backpack and running fast up and down those mountains. Running wide open. I'm telling you, it's the most amazing thing. Y'all, some of y'all have read in the Bible where the prophet of God outran the horses. It's easy to do when the Holy Ghost is on you. Them horses get tired. I didn't get any more tired than I already was. And I was running and running and running and running and running. And all of a sudden, out of the bushes on the trail came one of our brothers. He grabs me, scared the fire out of me. He grabbed me. I said, I can't stay, brother. I got to go. He said, no. My son's dying. I ran in there in his house. He was laying there. He had swallowed his tongue with an epileptic fit. And all this, he was really in convulsions. He couldn't breathe no more. I jumped up on top of him on the bed, laid down on top of him, nose to nose, eyeball to eyeball. I rebuked the devil in the name of Jesus. I jumped up, never broke stride. I sweated all over the boy, took off running again. Ran. Several hours. I come running up to the truck. My wife's sitting there in the air conditioner, smiling. I didn't say a word to her. She got out and said, how you doing? I said, doing great. There's a walk inside of God that you can walk in that exempts most people. It's not because you're better than them. It's because your trust for God is great. When I took off running off the top of that boy, he coughed his tongue up. The demon left him, and it's never been back since. The little girl over the mountain had been run over by a truck. In the process of 3 days, God grew her new bones and muscles, and she was up walking next time I saw her. He's worthy. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He's worthy. He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. I said, yes, we worship Him. Jesus is worthy. Jesus is worthy. I think it's time to quit this. Y'all stand up and let's worship Him a minute.